it's not possible to run away from child support the same way it is 20 years ago.
Yeah.
First
pay. My 14-year-old is officially pregnant and having a child. Before you guys come for me, she has been in a relationship since she was 12 with the same guy. He is also 14, okay?
Everybody, welcome back to During Business Hours. Today, I'm a little frustrated. I got on the internet looking for something to talk about because the world is in flames as it always is. Donald Trump is sending troops to who fucking cares? I found shitty people on Instagram. Let's react to it.
Yay.
So Lindsay underscore Rodriguez piqued my Instagram knowledge. And I was like, how can all of these people on Instagram, seems like everyone's got a story. I know that everyone's brawling and everything on Twitter and Instagram is like one giant brawl in the ghetto. Everywhere you go, there's white people, there's Spanish people, there's black people all fighting, groups of them. Even, what was that movie in the early 2000s everyone used to love that was about cheerleaders?
Bring It On.
It's already been brought. Yeah, that.
Brought in.
It's already been brought in.
That was the funny remake.
I don't give a shit. It was history. But apparently it's actually happened at a school. So that happens. People are injured. That's what's going on.
I wonder if it was political. Over stolen cheers.
Probably. Or boyfriends. There's a bunch of fighting happening everywhere in the world right now. Whether it's that and then the planes exploding. Pent-up aggression everywhere.
I wonder if it's happening more or if everybody just has a camera in their hand now. And so we see it more.
Cracker Barrel did a rebrand.
Good for them.
And people are fighting about that. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, we're not a news site. Less.
Yeah. I just... Rage bait seems to get me a lot. Because it's like a woman says she's got how many kids having kids at like 30 years old. She's got a 16 and a 14-year-old having 5 to 10 babies.
Yeah, the 16-year-old's got 3 on the way. The 14-year-old's pregnant with twins.
We'll get there. But then this lady.
The father of my kids are back together and my life is looking the same. I don't get any breaks now. He hardly helps me around the house. Same fucking shit, different day. And now it's a little bit different because his daughter is staying over for the summer. And honestly, guys, oh my God. Having 4 kids is so fucking difficult. Like, I have 3 under 3 and his daughter is 7. And yes, she is a little bit older, so she's not a toddler, but she fights with my kids all freaking day. And I don't want to overstep and, like, you know, be mean to her because they are my kids, but she literally nitpicks at everything that my kids do. I feel like she gets along with my son, Siv.
First off, why is the house so dirty?
4 kids and only one person cleaning?
Supposedly. If there's 4 kids. She said 3 under 3. Are all kids eating with plates on the floor? They can't. They're all, say, 3 under 3. Can't all have that counter space. Just saying, first knowledge.
He's 3, but she does not get along with my daughter. She's 2. And she just nitpicks everything that my daughter does. She, like, likes to tease them a lot. I'm just going to have to start putting kids in timeout at this point. But on a serious note, guys, looks I like feel so freaking depressed again. I have 0 motivation to do anything now. I feel like I'm stuck in this hole that I'm never going to get out of. But I know I'm going to finish school. If y'all know anything about my baby daddy, please DM me so I can rip the Band-Aid off quicker. Me and the father of my kids are back together.
Crazy.
And my
That's crazy, right?
That's a crazy note. That's a crazy note to add in there.
Like, where's the baby daddy? If you've heard of him, dial 1-800-BROKE-BABY-DADDY. He's on the run. He say he don't want me back. He's been so pinned. Bitch, I'm the source. Barbie dipping. I'm the boss. Barbie sipping. Glam, right? Beautiful. Congrats.
Love that for her.
Love it for her. You go, girl.
My baby loves using this portable
selling products. Even better. Boost yourself. Make some money.
That you can choose from. And it is super get your easy shit.
Gotta get the hair money somehow.
Yeah, right? She's got four kids.
Do the thing. Stroller.
When I was a stay-at-home mom, I would get bitched at to start a small business, to sell perfumes. He would get me to do any side hustle because he wanted me to make income. I had my first baby and he would still push it. I was pregnant with my third baby and he would still push it on me. I started making content on TikTok. I started going viral. I started getting paid. I would buy us stuff. I bought us new couch set. I bought us a new dining set. I would take us out to buy the kids clothes. I would buy us clothes. Any extra expense, I would buy it. He recently told me that TikTok changed me because I neglected my home. I neglected my kids. I was on my phone too much, and that's part of the problem of why we split up. So let me get this straight. I was pregnant back to back for 3 years, and you still want me to make money from home, be a wife, be a mom, be present. Mind you, he would always tell people, oh yeah, my wife is a stay-at-home wife. Like, she doesn't have to do anything. She already owns houses. She already owns businesses, his businesses. I don't own shit. I didn't own his house either. I was helping him take care of his daughter because he does have a daughter. She's 7. I would sometimes take care of 4 kids, 3 kids while pregnant. I would still get bitched at to make money. And once I made that money, I'm neglectful. I'm not a good wife. I'm not a good mom. There was a time where I told him, I cannot take care of your daughter anymore. It is so hard on me. I'm not able to. I literally had a newborn and 2 toddlers. I physically cannot do that. I'm going insane. All my children are in diapers. You know what his response was? My grandma did it. Why can't you do it? Respectfully, I'm not going to say anything because his grandma passed away, but his grandma did not have the best husband. When I was a stay-at-home mom.
Anything to add to that?
I've heard that same story told by 100 different women.
And yet they all made it through. Right? They're all still living and doing their thing.
Yep.
It's possible to do it. My side of things are, from the man's side, is why, if number one or two, is it still so negative that you still go for like 3? Like, there's some choices to be had if like life is so horrible there. You know what I mean?
You learn with the first one. You should.
You should. You usually do. I don't think you know, like, especially men learn a lot about a woman through pregnancy. A lot more than we care to. And it's not like, oh, this is the mother of my children. It's like, you either are in 100%, like you've seen them at their worst, or you're like, okay, now if I get out of this, what are my options?
Yeah, tell us how you really feel.
Men think about that. Like, they're, when we were having CJ, I'm like, okay, this is either going to be the best time ever, or I'm going to have to think my life through. And you were amazing. Stories did no justice. Your meltdowns, I'm just going to say it. Your meltdowns were not as bad as some of the shit that I had heard in my past and people like warning me about pregnancy. And like, it was stressful, but nothing to the point of like, oh, you know, don't think about killing your wife because, you know, that's double murder charge.
From my perspective of me in pregnancy, because I think I'm mean anyways. I don't like people. I don't care.
I like you mean, though.
Yeah. Don't say nothing dumb to me. Definitely don't lie to me. And I think that's exacerbated times 1,000 when I'm pregnant, because don't even look like you're thinking about looking at me stupid.
Yeah, but I've got a white lie problem, so she's good at calling me.
Oh, I have immense anger problems for that. I just rubs me wrong. But I think the one like severe pregnancy thing is, I don't think I got bad cravings a lot, but when I did, I better have that shit in 20 minutes. But
I tried,
like Pinkberry.
I tried
that. It opened the fucking door.
Did I not try? Right. I went above and beyond. Like, you need Ruth Chris and shit. Like, we got lobster mac and fucking french fries or whatever. We went to 3 places to get things.
I do recall on one occasion getting an appetizer from one, an entree from another, and dessert from a third.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we jumped around.
But, like, back to the... I'm... You know what? I ain't even mad at myself. I remember that time I went to Taco Bell and I got up to the window where you pay. Mm-hmm. And I'd forgot to ask for a side of guac when I was at the, like, the order deal. So I'm like digging in the door where the change is because I know they're going to be like, oh, it's 50 cents. So I'm like, oh, can I add a side of guac? And she just stared at me.
Yeah, I think it was 35 cents.
The case was, I'm getting my change out. And she just stared at me. She wasn't like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Or no, we can't do that. Or 35 cents. She just stared at me like she was fucking dumb. So I stared back. And I guess not. Left.
Did you get your food at least?
Yeah, I already had the food. I just wanted the side of guac.
This is what this person reminds me of is lifelong bad decisions. Like, as a man, if when you were working from home, I wanted you to at least have something you had goals for. Because just because you left work and you only had kids,
I think
doesn't mean that we had two kids, you couldn't just fill your time with kids. You would have been bored and miserable. So I tried to push.
Should have been on maternity leave for just a tad bit longer, but you can't. Yeah. It is what it is at this point. But.
And I think a lot of men most days are now saying like, well, it's so easy to make money doing other things. Do something.
I think the thing, at least for me, I can't comment on that. I don't know. I could see it. But I make a decent amount of money on my own, a fair amount in comparison to what other people make, you know. So when it came to my previous relationships, I'm the man in the house. Don't fucking talk to me no type of way. So you, if we were splitting things, you make more than I do.
Yeah, but your paycheck is nice. Because then I forget and I'm like, how much you save up? It's a three paycheck
month. Please, what? I had money in my savings when we got engaged. And then it went towards the wedding, and I've never had a dollar in savings since. So
it wasn't much, but it was, you know.
Tell that to somebody on the internet. It wasn't a lot to you. It was a lot to regular people.
But it's not like I wanted a wedding. You didn't want a wedding. And I was like, all right, yeah, we'll take it. Use it.
Yeah. All that white lying you do, you be thinking I'm lying when I'm not.
My point is to make the customers feel better. And then I do it to make you feel better sometimes. Or to make me feel better about not making you feel bad.
Or just to make a story more exciting.
No. That's called embellishment. That's not a white lie.
A lie is a lie.
Okay. The Italian woman we spoke of on this podcast, just because I make her sound more Italian, I would consider that an embellishment. Like, you know what I mean? The angry Napolese 2-time Golden Gloves winning fighter. She said she was a boxer in her prime, you know, would knock that girl out. Not a Golden Gloves winner, but that's the difference there. I'm not being like, oh my God, she killed three people, put the stones on the feet and threw them into the fish. Nothing like that. See if
they could go swimming with the fishies.
Yeah, nothing like that. I'm not doing it like that. It's like, okay, she said she was a boxer, one title, boom, Golden Gloves winner. Yeah, cool. Make them feel better. But this lady, she had choices. She went down the wrong path. Her house is fucking disgusting. I think she's rage baiting on the internet. And it's getting kind of out of hand because she's not the only one. I think all these women are out here basically hoeing for cash to the organizations, not for sexual favor, but stories. They are book talk in the 4D sense.
That tends to work for viral videos on the internet, and people bold as hell in the comments too. People will say anything online. And I'm like, Barbara, I'll find your address in 37 minutes. Shut up.
Like this.
Before hit today, so let's go buy something.
This is your sign to put your BD on child support.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but this is your sign to put your baby daddy on child support. I was a stay-at-home mom for 5 years, and I don't have anything to my name. I don't have no career. I have 3 kids under the age of 3, and it is my fault that I don't have a career, that I didn't work, because I thought I...
Wasn't she just blaming him? I regress.
Had a good partner, but that is not always the case. I got kicked out without a job, without anything, and I only had a car. So guess what, bitch? Child support it is. And I get over a little $1,000 a month, and I do get it every single Friday. I'm currently going to school, and I do finish in December.
Every single Friday, okay.
It is. And I get over a little $1,000 a month, and I do get...
So she gets $250 a week? That's how she words it.
Every single Friday, I'm currently going to school and I do finish in December, and I do plan on furthering my education, maybe to be a RN or ultrasound tech. I don't know yet, plan on having him on child support forever. It's just
I don't know if she's Googled.
While I get my shit together. But you guys struggle for no reason. Like, just put him on child support. Trust me.
But she's put him on child support. Put him on child support. What's the next video going to be?
Car, I do, but what should we name her, guys? She is so freaking cute. This is why I had to sell my white Honda, because I basically used
it's new to her. You see them floor panels been kicked the shit out.
So I am buying this car off my parents, because this is my
parents. Yeah, off her parents. Okay. So then she's got to clean up all the bills and shit.
But they are leaving pretty soon. So they're letting me give them payments monthly, and that's how I'm going to pay the car. Since I got with the father of my kids, I don't know why I've always had a car on and off, and I fucking hated that shit, because I feel like he would use that so I won't go out. So there would be times where I would have a car, and there would be times where I...
Have you had a car our entire relationship?
Yes.
Multiple? Nice cars?
I think I'm on car number 3.
And our anniversary is what?
Monday.
How long have we been married?
6 years.
6 years. 3 vehicles. One, shit, that's newer than a handbag each time.
Well, when we just started dating, I'd already had that car for little bit.
Still, average of two to three years. That is faster replacements than a handbag.
Yeah, I had the compact, and I needed a bigger car because I'm about to have a second car seat, so got the Jeep.
Then I moved you out of the state, got you into some bigger wheels.
I moved me out the state, stop it. And then the Jeep went out, or was headed to out, so we turned that in before it went out.
You moved you out of the state?
I sure did.
You motivated me to move you out the state. That was on my dime, our dime. I was like, let's do it. And then you facilitated everything else. I just got the Spanish people to help me with the boxes. Yeah, you just
said yes, like a real man.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I did not have a car. And when I did, it was because we had his daughter and I had to take her to school. So that's when I would have a car. And when she would leave, then I would suddenly be without a car. Mind you, this boy met me when I was very independent. I was living on my own. I had my own. I've always had my car since I was like 18.
So why didn't she get another car?
After the kid?
After kid one. She felt trapped. Just saying. She could have got another car.
Sure. You know how you were talking about how when I got pregnant, those thoughts of, if I'm not staying, I better think my life through.
Oh, no. The whole idea. Most men, when they get a woman pregnant, there's two thoughts. Stay or go. Yes or no.
Man privilege.
It's not man privilege. It is, there's still responsibility. Most don't take that invisible third of like, don't call, don't text, change your number, change your name, run. Like, not many men do that in 2025 or 2020. It's not possible to run away from child support the same way it is 20 years ago.
Yeah. They just scare you and say they're going to do X, Y, and Z. Nothing. People are $80,000 in debt to child support and don't give a flying crap.
People are $100,000 in debt to the IRS and they'll take a dollar a month. Like, there's people out here that are millions of dollars in debt to the IRS. If you can show zero income, a dollar a month or $100 a month.
The point being is life changes for a woman after a child.
Yeah, it is permanent. I understand that. Yours is permanent. So mine is impermanent. Like, it's not, I technically, as a father, would only get, 2 to 3 days a week? Because I got to maintain a job, right? So even if it was every waking hour outside of my job, that's only 2 to 3 days a week. I got to work 40 hours and I can avoid being a dad.
I think most dads get every other weekend, and then whether they utilize that or not is a whole different story. Yeah.
The more time you get, the less you pay in child support, though. Just saying. Breakfast for kids I did not ask for. Tell me your rage baiting. No, tell me your rage baiting.
Happy, my puppy. Morning. Hello. Okay, let's make breakfast.
Overstimulation warning. Now, I'm assuming California because of the plates in the car. I didn't show that.
Didn't clock it.
I didn't. Yeah. I'm assuming.
dang, three kids in that age range in California. And just over $1,000 a month. He ain't got no bragging rights from his wallet either.
No, absolutely. Nobody does. But
he's saying X, Y, and Z about her finances.
She's got a decent following on TikTok and Instagram. She's probably making some money. She got money coming in.
Sure. But he's talking all this big game about his wallet. Boy.
That's what she says.
And he probably is. Men be like that.
Do I brag about my wallet?
If he was mad at me, it probably would.
I'd be doing that. What's in your wallet? The Capital One.
Heard they're getting sued. Need to look into that.
Capital One, you owe me money. That's facts. You owe me money.
They got a class action from what somebody said. I haven't checked it, though.
Class action for everything, including the Roblox. A little bit of eggs. There's four plates.
Come along. Stop making
she gotta eat.
Leilani, stop making a mess.
Moms eat.
Okay, Leila,
you're right. We don't.
That's all I ever hear from you is moms don't eat. Some blueberries, okay, some yakais, or yakults.
Remember that time you came home and you tried to get on me about the dirty dishes and you're like, they're from your lunch. And I'm like, what lunch? And you're like, the lunch you had today. And I'm like, when's the last time I ate a lunch, Chris? You were big mad about the dishes. I was like, I ate one meal a day, dinner.
I think I used to do that when I had bad days. I would pick something up to fight about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not hard with me, because tell me one lie and we can fight for the next 17 days. One.
It's rare. Like the dishes or the freaking crumbs at the house always kill me. I don't know how, as a person who sits 20 feet away from them, I don't know how you do it. But that's like my main anxiety, is these kids are crumb monsters. And because where the dining table is like next to the doorway, I know that the bugs just are waiting to snatch them looking through the window.
That's crazy that you see them and see me struggling and don't think, you know what? This is going to take me 30 seconds also.
Hold on. In all of that, do you never see me with a broom?
Seldom.
Woman, take that back or I'll never pick that broom up again. I promise you, you're going to see piles because I do sweep them up when I know it.
You know what? To make this more light, something is stuck in the wheel of my shark that I can't fix. I need a man.
Oh, yeah. Call a handyman.
All right. I'll get it. Call anybody you want me to.
I'll get it. I made a joke to Seth today about how I know what my wife's going to get me for our anniversary. She's going to get me Meta glasses. Yeah. And I know, because I'm going to see that charge on my account.
The funny thing is, you wouldn't see the charge because I'm the one that looks, not you. So
basically,
let's cook for my baby daddy, that. Even though we're not together. He is still paying for all my bills and I'm still living here, so I'm gonna cook for him. And you guys, I swear I try to keep my house clean, but
which one was the first lie?
She lives there and he pays all the bills.
Let's cook for my baby daddy, even
let's cook for my baby daddy.
But we're not together. He is still paying for all my bills and I'm still living here, so I'm gonna cook for him. And you guys, I swear I try to keep my house clean, but I don't know what the fuck it is. I just cannot keep up with my house and with everyone in it. A lot of people tell me that they think someone did brujeria on me or that I have a duende, but I just don't fucking
know. Yep.
I don't want to mention that because I believe michelada. In God 100%.
Yeah. But look how bomb my michelada came out, guys. I am a freaking slut for micheladas. I
eat
one every freaking day. Even though it's not good for me because I have colitis, bitch. Oh my god, it was so freaking bomb. Anyways, as I was saying before I got interrupted, it would actually be crazy if someone was doing brujería on me, and that's why I can't keep my house clean. I had duendes. I know I have three little duendes that don't fucking keep shit clean, but a lot of you guys ask how the dynamic is with the father of my kids, because we're not together, but we're living in the same house. Honestly, guys, it just feels like an open relationship. Like, I just don't know how to explain it. Anyways, Elotera ended up coming around, and I got some bomb-ass Cheetos with elotes. Oh my god, this is so freaking good.
All that rage baiting, just to find out.
She didn't cook for him.
She didn't cook for him. And what the hell is the point? So it brings me back to all these Instagram hoes. They just hoeing for the money, big time.
I gotta start posting dumb shit on
Instagram. Whatever she's going through, I hope she's in a committed and like stable relationship. And this is all a joke. I'm probably sure.
I'll start referring to you as the baby daddy on the internet.
Yes, that's what my point. You need to start calling me the deadbeat baby daddy. He's never home. He's gone 8 hours a day. You know, he don't pay for nothing. I got this business account that pays for everything.
I learned a hack on the internet and I'm going to share it with the girlies because I feel like this would work. But they say, like when you're going on a date with a man and you're like getting back into the dating scene, never talk bad about your ex. Like, oh yeah, he paid for all the bills. He always opened the door. He did X, Y, and Z. Because the guy sitting across from you only wants to be a little bit better than the last guy. So if you put the bar on the ground.
A real man will want to be the knight in shining armor.
That means he's got daddy issues too.
No, I don't get it. I would not say that that is the case. I want to be the protector. I want to be the provider. And I, on a 100% real note, have I been a protector and a provider?
Sure.
You say that with such confidence. I feel so warm inside.
Now I just feel like there's...
Can I get a reason? Is there a reason that I haven't protected you or the children?
No, you definitely have.
Have I provided?
Yes. But now I feel like if I didn't come to you with the sob story.
Hold on. You're using something from 3 years ago and then you're like living your trauma in the.
No, it was your response to what I said.
Your trauma from a response I did 3 years ago.
No, this is from 37 seconds ago.
Okay, go ahead. Maybe I didn't listen to what
right,
I said.
Because if I would have came to you and was like, oh yeah, you know, my ex was a great guy. He paid all the bills, did X, Y, and Z, always opened the door, yada, yada, yada.
That wouldn't work for me. I wouldn't want to be better than your ex.
You wouldn't.
Because what it means to me is your
only,
friend. No, hold on.
You're only protecting and providing because of a sob story.
No, I'm protecting and providing, but I do not want to be with somebody that is super friendly with their ex and encouraging me to be like their ex.
Or better than.
Yeah, but the whole, like, it sounds like you're very needy for what he's doing. Oh, well, he did all this super stuff and yada. Like, I don't want to hear that. No, I don't want to hear that at all. Like, your situation, dirtbag problems at the time, all these
yada,
issues.
Yada, yada.
Yeah, all the yada, yada, yada is not helping out, so on and so forth. Oh, great. I can't
fuck
up.
I could be
better
than that.
It is
exactly
not, there's nothing I can do, so there is no pressure, so I can try and I can't fail. If you told me that the bar was two stories high, I'm gonna tell you I can't jump that high. It's not soft. It's more like, okay, I can't jump that high. I could build a ladder, but it's gonna take time. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the point, ladies. You heard it here.
Huh?
I said, that's the point, ladies. You heard it here.
Most people, but here's the thing. They're like, okay, well, the bar's here. Jump. Mm-mm, you got to build. I didn't have to build, or I didn't have to just jump with you. It was like, okay, the bar's so low.
Great.
I'm welcomed and there's no expectation. So I get to impress and do what I want and be like, okay, cool. And like super needy and like, what you doing? Every 15 minutes showing you that attention until we get engaged. And I'm like... Got her.
Psych.
I feel like that meant the mentality shifted as soon as we got married, where I'm like, why are you texting me all the time?
That's incorrect. Don't start a fight on a line now.
No, it was roughly about that time when we got engaged or got married.
I think my texting increased after his birth, because at the time when we were engaged, I was still leadership at work. And so my job was just as busy and like a no phone policy on the floor at the time. And that's why we like really clicked on that, because you're like, oh, you're not blowing me up and expecting a response straight away because I'm busy and vice versa.
Oh, yeah. Probably so was around his birth, because then you were at home. So you're able to text more.
Correct. And freaking the heck out. Yeah. So it would have been after marriage and his birth.
Okay. So I wasn't wrong. I'm like, why are you texting so much?
But that wasn't during the engagement or beforehand.
My dates are wrong. Sorry for lying.
Right. Ooh.
So then you got people like ashy ass or a shy ass with 100,000 followers on Instagram. And apparently she likes to tell stories along with her postpartum body workout stuff.
Ashy ass. Jeez.
First pick.
My 14-year-old is officially pregnant and having a child. Before you guys come for me, she has been in a relationship since she was 12 with the same guy. He is also 14, okay? So I don't want to hear any of the weird stuff, okay? So
yeah, she's lying.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to stop right there. You're a bad fucking mom. You're a horrible mother. You shouldn't have children. Anyone lets their child in a physical relationship at 12 with a boy, unsupervised in any way, you're out of your fucking mind. Bad take. I don't give a shit. It's my opinion. You're a bad fucking mother.
If I was 13 as a freshman, that means that's eighth grade, mm-hmm. which means as end of freshman, start of sophomore.
She's pregnant her freshman.
Pregnant. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I think there was one girl at our school that got pregnant sophomore year and she disappeared until
post-pregnancy.
Right.
Which is typical. There was one I remember that had their pregnancy up until birth and was like, yeah, this happens, blah, blah.
I don't remember seeing a pregnant.
I remember her name was Jennifer or something.
I don't know.
She always wore this pink hoodie with a jacket that was like puffy.
The one that I knew that disappeared and came back after the fact, the said that her grandparents took custody.
Not a good choice ever.
And as far as I know, they were in a relationship all throughout high school, even after the fact.
I was going to say, for the last mom on Instagram, there is a no names, no blames thing. There are fire stations you can leave your children at up to a certain age, and nobody will blame you.
You know, fun fact on that, when that law first became put in the books, they weren't solid in how they worded the age frame of the child. Oh,
yeah, people were trying to drop off 10
They were dropping off their like 17-year-old. Like, y'all want to act up?
Yeah, my mother threatened us. Like, we'll take you down there right now. I ran away on one of those like promises.
Yeah, one of those. There was a kid that was like going to be 18 in 3 weeks and the mom was like fed up. She was like, dropped him off.
I hope my children don't give me as much flack as I gave my parents 15 to 16. Like that.
So kid is your karma, hopefully. I don't think I was so bad.
I think I've earned the 5 years I've gotten from CJ and the single year of bad attitudes Khaleesi has given me. I've already earned it. I did not give my parents as much fuss and knack or talk back as
I don't
we
know. I wasn't around
and it's
you.
It's sly the way they do it. It's very sly.
I wasn't around you when you were.
Yeah, because that'd be weird.
You've in your teens, really. Years. So.
Back to her statement.
At first, I was a little taken back when she said that her and her boyfriend were trying for a baby because she's 14. And I was like, girl, like, you can't handle a baby at that age. But she knows I really love puppies and I really love kids.
Yeah, she's lying.
And we talked about it and we sat down. She said she thinks she's ready and that she is mature and she's a lot more mature than the kids in her class. That she's been with him for 2 years and that they think that they're ready. And I brought up the concern, like, hey, you're in school. How are you supposed to go to school? And she said, well, mom, you...
There is no bringing up a concern here. This is a baby.
Bringing out a belt.
There is, you are now homeschooled, confined to this house. That's it. There, as a man, I would take and move. Like, how are you going to be with this fucking boy 3,000 miles away?
Right. We're in a whole new state now.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
You don't even got a phone no more.
Run away? Cops will bring it right back. Like, there is so many things you could do.
Yeah, I think that woman is, I know she's lying.
I'm hoping it's bullshit. If not, horrible fucking person, horrible mother, ashy ass, deserved eczema, whatever she's got going on down there. Mom of three, make dinner with me. Don't care.
Yep, I'm the mom who makes my daughter give me half of her paycheck. And before everybody comes to me.
14-year-old can have a job?
Hold on. Remember, this is all rage bait, supposedly. We are supposed to hate these people.
Because what state would allow that?
It says hashtag satire.
Ah.
Yeah, but hold on. This one says satire story. The real story is not my own.
Yup, I'm the mom who makes my daughter give me half of her paycheck. And before everybody comes for me in the comments and tells me I'm not supposed to take my kid's paycheck, first off, I put a roof over her head. Every day, day in, day out, I put a roof over her head. Clothes on her back, food in her stomach. I don't see why on earth I shouldn't take half of her check. Now, usually my daughter doesn't argue with me on it, and she lets me take her check every week. But this week, she asked me if she could have a couple extra dollars for prom. I said, no, bills are bills. They come no matter what. Give me half the check, basically. And she threw this big...
So, she does this over and over and over again. Basically, her kids got a bunch of kids. Her grandparents got a bunch of kids. The one that I saw originally was a video from another creator.
Well, guess who's currently on her way to go see her fucking son?
No hashtag satire.
My son not only has one baby on the way, my 16-year-old has three fucking children on the way. And he has the audacity to try to blame me like it's my fault. I gave custody up from him, I mean, up of him when he was 12, and I gave him to his grandma. He doesn't get a lot of attention. He was a bad kid. I needed to do my own thing and live my own life, which I did. And he's always been down a trouble path. And my mom is about 80 years old. So it's really hard.
Holy shit. That means she was 76 when she got a 12-year-old. Now, mind you, not marked. First person I saw with this rage baiting shit did not know this was satire. There's over 2 million views and a bunch of fucking likes and whatnot.
Yeah.
Everyone's commenting on this story. There is 5,000 comments and 45,000 likes. It's been shared and bookmarked over 15,000 times.
That's crazy.
Crazy woman. People were talking on Twitter about this lady. 80-year-old grandparent raising a 16-year-old boy that has a bunch of kids. Grandparents should never raise children. They should never be the sole provider and stern object, you know, guiding a path of a teenage child, ever, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Every time it turns out bad. If you don't believe me, just look for yourself.
There was this one time I worked at a thrift store when I was like 17, 18 years old. And there was these grandparents that obviously had custody of a kid that was maybe 9. And that kid was always acting up, acting a damn fool in the store. And there was this, I'd see them come in like once a week, and it's always something with that kid. And they were very soft-handed about it. And there was this one time, there was like some punk rock grungy looking guy that happened to be shopping at the time that the kid was having his episode over here. And he got so annoyed that he approached the kid and he was like, knock it the hell off. Listen to your grandparents, blah, 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 blah. And my supervisor came up like, hey, man. And he was like, I'm leaving. Don't worry about it. And I'm just like, I wonder. I don't think I saw the kid in the store after that.
I gave a job to a kid in our Oklahoma store. And this kid has some issues. He was raised by his grandparents from the age of 10. Mm-hmm. And he's 16 now. Right at the time we employed him, I think he's almost 18 now. And he would come to work saying how he wanted to kill his grandparents.
Oh,
and no. I was talking to the grandparents behind this child's back, trying to get him help. Seemed like a good kid, just very frustrated. They had very strict rules for modern days. Wasn't allowed to talk to anybody past 5 p.m.
Oh,
get home at 2:30. You get your phone for an hour. He has a cell phone. They pay for unlimited data. He cannot use any apps. Only text. Only call. Can't even use iMessage. So it was every night.
How do you text without iMessage?
Oh, that's SMS. But oh. So Green Bubble from an iPhone. They Yikes. Bought, yeah, I know. So super restrictive before he did anything wrong. So he had anger problems, sure.
Right.
But has no privacy. Doors are off. Windows are blacked out. You know, don't want him running away for fear of things he said because he's been outlandish with like, I want to run away. I want to do this. So they lock him up.
Yikes.
This is like the extreme that some grandparents who cannot control a child will go to for the fear of like, well, I can't chase him down, so let me restrict them. Instead of like, let me give them enough, you know, rope to hang themselves with and learn from gradually. They just immediately go 100% or they just don't do shit. That's how I've seen it. Yeah. There is no in between. There is no like happy parenting with grandparents unless it's like, hey, you're 15. You're coming to stay with your grandparents because something tragic happened. Then they tend to follow the learning behavior of the parents because they've been around enough. And they're like, okay, let's do what your parents are doing. Mm-hmm. Or like, they're familiar with the...
I don't know if I know too many people that were raised by their grandparents predominantly.
The transgender female from California that stalked me.
Yeah.
Apparently still working for Love to Fix for a bit.
Good for them.
Good for them. Just, I swear every time I land in California, the wind picks up my scent and he comes running.
I think I could be wrong. There's that girl from high school that's married to a much older man now. I think she was...
Didn't her husband die?
Not that I'm aware of.
She had like two kids or something.
Twins?
Yeah, she had two kids. And then she started posting like the most risque shit on Facebook.
Well, rage bait and...
No,
bikini bait. I don't know.
That's like the Avery chick that used to sleep around with everybody that started posting OnlyFans content, but now she's working for a burger shack.
Yeah. But anyways, like,
they tried to get into it, but they're just not good enough.
My point being is I'm of the understanding that she was raised by the grandparents, or at least the grandparents were in the home and more present.
Yeah, because she lived down the street from you and me.
Right. And she, I don't know her. If you
didn't realize, we technically lived like a block away from each other while growing up and didn't know it.
So I don't know her in her adult life, but in high school, she was a very interesting character.
I'm probably at fault for that.
Of course you are.
If you asked her, in sixth grade, we didn't like each other. Seventh grade, I bullied the shit out of her because she was right in front of me in social studies class.
Yeah.
And she would constantly say mean things to me. So I was just very vocal. I was like, well, F it. I can be really mean to you. So at one point, and this is horrible. I was a bully. I understand this. I broke a bunch of paint markers and poured them into her hair. Yeah.
Yikes.
She really pissed me off. She had said something very nasty to me. She was very mouthy and like, I was a horrible kid and I was dealing with shit at home, but she just kept... I'm like, I remember distinctly, like being like, just don't talk to me. Don't say anything. And she would get it and like talk to her friend that was next to her and then say something to me like she was some it girl. But she's looked the same since she was like 10.
Yeah.
And it's not a good look. Like it's not for you.
It's not for me.
It wasn't like I was attracted to her or trying to know her. I didn't want to talk to her. And so she caught me on a really bad day. And I bullied the shit out of her until she went home crying. And I remember this. But I didn't do it to anyone else. I felt horrible.
Yeah.
Like from then on, it was fist fighting random people. Not random girls, but, you know, I did this to one girl and never did it to another girl. So, I don't know. I learned my lesson. She's seemed to be all right at this point. But yeah, from rage baiting to being a bully.
Rage.
So this woman gets, you know, millions of views on this, millions of sequential views on Twitter and Instagram and all that, and says nothing about it being satire. So she gets all these people to her account and now is saying satire, but she's got zero following, 93,000 followers. But these moms are out here just rage baiting for money, and I hate it. Could you imagine if you sat there on the internet and just chatted
I would never even watch those videos on my own for time.
It's spam.
I would see like 15 seconds and...
The thing that really pisses me off and brings it full circle is she'll make one fake post, say nothing about it being fake, get all the views, get the money from it, probably her $50 or $150 or even $1,000 on some of these platforms. And then change the tag to make it seem like, it was satire. After 10,000 comments have already rage baited, it cross-posted to every other platform, got their reviews, got somebody to talk about them.
All the angry people in the comments.
I fell for it. I was like, oh, this is some crazy shit. You nasty. Because then I saw like her fucking body photos and how she looked. I'm like, yeah, she looks like she's had like 3 or 4 kids real young. You know?
No, like, you would have had them real young. Your body retains the elasticity, so she's more likely for her body to snap back, as they say, if she has them at a younger age.
Whereas, or bad genetics.
Or that, but usually once you have them closer or into your 30s, that's when your body doesn't want to just snap back on its own. You gotta, you're 29. You gotta work a little bit harder.
When CG was born?
Boom.
Yeah, 29.
31.
Really? 5 years? There? Damn.
Take whatever year it is and
add. What was it, Kevin Hart? Go, shit.
Damn. No, anyway. Khaleesi, if that was in 2016, that means I was 27.
I was under 30 when CJ was born.
That means nothing.
Bounce back time.
Bounce then.
My face is thinner. That's all I can tell you from that. My face is definitely thinner. I was looking at photos. Don't rage bait. Don't be a bad mom. Don't give grandparents kids. Nobody gives a shit.
And don't lie to me.
Don't lie to my wife.
Yeah. And give me my goddamn guacamole.
Yes. And many, many other things for her. And our anniversary, I got her nails done. Yeah. Showed up with a gift card. Told her to go get it. And then she still got overcharged. Oh, my God.
I told you.
I'm going to go get that $5 back. I'm telling you right now, I confirmed the cut. I even showed them a photo of your fucking nails. And they told me the price.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, what if they want to change color? What if they don't want white? What if they don't want the pink with a natural tone? Is it anything else? Oh, 65, everything. I tell you everything. It's MaxiPress. VIP press. I still fucked her for $5.
I saw the Tessie truck they got, though. It wasn't
still screwed over $5.
What's funny to me about that Tesla truck that they own?
It's base. It's no, hold on. No modifications, nothing.
When I got there, the truck was not in the parking lot. There was a family that walked in with me. Nobody else came in after. When I leave, the Tesla truck is there.
Do you think they enter from the front?
Yeah.
Why do I always see people out the back there, though?
But so if would you say you are going to your work and you pull into the parking lot, you pull
as in, I do every day,
and right there by the stairs at the front door of your job.
Hold on.
Here. Are you then?
I do. And I yes, I do.
No, because you park in the back. You lying again.
No. In California, love to fix. I would always park that car in the front and walk around the back. Always. Because I didn't want, unless I was opening, to go through the front. I think
that's a soft always, because there's been times I've gone out back of that store and your car has been
there. Well, when we were leaving and I didn't care, but I wanted, when the car was new, it to be like a staple with the Love to Fix plate and all that, you know, fancy stuff. I have, unfortunately own a Tesla that I was a bit of
a showboater with.
It was $50,000 at the time. And I was like, ooh, somebody can afford that?
I was going to say for people like me, but who's like me, I'm overly mean. But if I would have gone to a business intending to spend money for them to provide me with a service, and the car that I see out front has a personalized license plate on a high-end car at the time, I would have turned around, because obviously they don't need my money.
This is why I married you. This is why I married you. Because most women don't think like that. And it brought in quite a few customers. They were like, oh, that's your car? Great. You must know what you're doing. You charge. You're making money.
A premium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did. It was California. I'm still charging California prices from 2020 and 2022, I would say, in Oklahoma now. Which is crazy that I can still charge a premium for my services. I've only gotten better. I haven't raised my prices. So I would say it's also like you're earning your keep. I've gotten better with the age and the experience. You know, went from, I think it was 7, 8, almost 10 years now. No, it's 11 years, almost 11 years now in business. That's crazy. 11 years.
Wow.
I forgot to celebrate 10.
You usually do that around Christmas time, yeah?
Well, that was the opening of the store, April 15th.
Is when you celebrate as your...
Yeah, that's when I fixed my own phone.
After getting fired on the 14th?
No. I got fired beginning of April, used my final paycheck, fixed my phone right after that with my final paycheck. And then by the time I got the money back from the guy and then did the 4-day shipping, I fixed it in my mom's backyard with a heat gun. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So I was like, you know what?
This is a great idea. You did that shit.
And I didn't break it. And I've broken thousands of phones since. and I'm still in business.
Well, if you'd have broke that phone, your phone the first time,
I would have right off. I would have been out of there. Like, oh shit, got no phone, not talking to nobody. This is stupid. You can't do this. I wouldn't have told anyone. Because before
you needed that little confidence. Yeah. God said, here you go, son.
Yeah. I had that phone for another year and a half while doing all these things with people. Mm-hmm. And let's just say it wasn't the best part. It was $40 on Amazon. So the screen had already peeled up like 3/4 of the way because the adhesive wasn't factory. And I didn't have a UV light to cure said adhesive. So I used the sun. Not as powerful doing it, you know, sitting in the sun for a while. It burned in the screen. But after a year and a half of it sitting on there, and it was durable and safe enough that by the end of it, I was like, well, I have to refurbish this to sell it. And I became super proficient, wire, molybdenum, the whole thing.
Surgery.
Yeah, surgery. Just wrapping my fingers and cutting off circulation every day for 4 hours. Yeah, I didn't have the sticks that you should have had. But I went to cut this thing off and it exploded.
Oh.
Yeah, it was super funny. It was 3/4 of the way already delaminated. And I go and I insert, put it on the heat, suction down. If you know, you know. And you go to pull and you're like, and it just goes, screen explodes. And I'm like, after all that it's been through, everything.
It's time it was just, up.
It just jumped off the Titanic. Like, we had the Hell boat. Yeah. It was there. It was. It,
you know what? It was over your bullshit.
It done. Was surviving. And then I had to part it out to like 15 other customers after that because, you know, it's Why a Galaxy S3 at the time. Yeah, I did. We appreciate you listening to us ramble about shit that probably doesn't matter, but we're happy to take you away from your shitty lives in the shitty time in the shitty world. And stay tuned next week for more
shit.
More shit. We'll see you then.